Ooh, this woman's not happy because this guy is sort of in her personal space. She's feeling a little bit uncomfortable. She would rather have him stand a little bit further away, like over here. Okay, then she's going to be happy because she has her personal space all to herself. She might say, "Don't invade my personal space." If he gets a little bit too close, she might say, "Don't invade my personal space. This is my space." Okay, so what is personal space? Have you ever heard this term before? Have you ever thought about this concept before? Well, personal space is the physical space around your body that you have as yours. It's your space, and you get very uncomfortable if someone enters your personal space. Okay, so basically, it's how close you should be to someone when you're interacting with them, how close you should stand to them. Okay, now this idea of personal space, it sort of exposes a lot of cultural differences, okay? You know, some cultures really value their personal space. They like to have lots of personal space, whereas other cultures, you know, don't mind it if people get close to them. You know, maybe you're talking really close to someone, and they don't mind it. Okay, so it's a cultural difference. Also, a difference is whether it's a close relationship or a stranger, right? Nobody likes to be too close to strangers. We're more comfortable being close to, you know, maybe someone in our family or a good friend. Okay, another thing it depends on is gender. In some cultures, it's okay for women to be close to each other, maybe to hold hands or to hug and kiss each other, but it's not okay for men to do that. And in other cultures, it's okay for men to do that, but not for women. And in some cultures, it's okay for men and women to be close to each other, maybe to hug and kiss each other, but not with each other. Okay, so this is sort of really confusing between cultures. Okay, cultural differences can sometimes be really crazy. Okay, these differences can cause awkwardness and even offense in some situations. Okay, you might get really offended if someone maybe invades your personal space, or if someone is standing too far away. You might think, why are they standing way over there? Are they a stranger? They should be a little bit closer. Okay, I heard a story once of a woman from some African country who went to the UK to speak at a conference. Okay, and the conference organizers, they booked her into her own room. Okay, they gave her own room to stay at while she was at the conference. But everyone else at the conference shared rooms with each other. Okay, now this woman got offended because she thought the organizers of the event were trying to isolate her, trying to, you know, lock her in her own room all by herself. Okay, so she was sad. Okay, it hurt her feelings. She thought, wow, everyone else gets to share rooms and I'm all alone. Okay, but the event organizers were obviously not intending to do that. They were trying to show her respect and honor by giving her own room because she was one of the speakers at the conference. Okay, so this shows that, you know, you can try your best, but the other person can interpret it as something different from what you intended. Okay, so this just can be all sorts of crazy situations. In Western countries like the UK, Canada, the US, we usually value our personal space. Okay, so if someone gives you your own room, that is a sign of, you know, respect. Wow, you can have your own space. But I guess this woman was from a country that, I don't know, I guess in her country, people like to be close to each other. And if you're all by yourself, that's lonely, or I don't know, it's just a big difference between cultures. When I was 19 years old, I went to Albania for about a month, okay, to do some volunteering. And I was working with a guy who was it was a really friendly guy. He had a nice family, nice wife and kids, okay? And he wanted to do something special for me for helping him out. So he wanted to take me to a nice restaurant in the town where we were, okay? So we started walking down the road to the restaurant, and he grabbed my arm, okay, like this, and we started walking arm in arm down the main street in that town to the restaurant. And I remember thinking that that was just so interesting. It was interesting. I was okay with that because I'm very flexible, you know, with cultural things. But in Canada, that would never happen. Okay, for two straight men to be like holding hands or walking arm in arm down the road, if that would happen in Canada, that would most likely mean the men are gay, right? I mean, but in Albania, it doesn't mean that. And a lot of other cultures around the world, you know, men are more physically affectionate with each other. They might hug each other, touch each other, play with each other's hair, right? Even kiss each other on the cheeks, or even some cultures kiss each other on the lips, okay? So, I mean, that's a very strange thing for some people, you know, coming from the West. For that to happen in Canada, well, I mean, it's just a very bizarre situation. So that just shows, you know, how different this idea of personal space is between different cultures. Hey, but I want to know, if I meet you, how far away should I stand? Okay, let's say I meet you. I hope I can meet you in real life in the future. Okay, so when I meet you, how far away should I stand from you? 1 meter, 2 meters? Also, what should I do? What would be the most comfortable thing for you? Should I shake your hand? Should I do nothing? Should I give you a hug? Should I kiss you on the cheeks or on the lips? Should I look at you? Should I look down? Okay, tell me what you would be the most comfortable with if we were to meet. Okay, let me know your answer down there in the comments, and I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.